That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did we ever find out the name for the delight that you get when you bust open, you know, the virgin jar of peanut butter?
No.
By the way, it happened to me yesterday.
Did you do that?
My wife brought.
So nice.
And by the way, you guys would be pissed. She brought the store brand. By the way,
what? Why even buy peanut butter?
Because
What's the point?
The only time I use peanut butter really for me is in a smoothie, so it doesn't matter, you know. I should bring home some. She had Jif, but then she said, "I said we need peanut butter." Because I go through peanut butter for my smoothies all the time. And she brought another kind, but I don't care. But I did that spoon thing. That's pretty cool. I thought about you guys doing that. Yeah.
All my life
that's grounds
I've loved
for divorce.
Doing that.
Just taking a spoon of peanut butter?
Since a kid. No.
If you're the first person. Yeah.
The first person since I was a kid. I had great delight.
Yeah.
In being the first person to.
I love it. It's beautiful, and it's like, you know, there's still. There's never going to be more peanut butter in that jar.
Right.
It's calming. Yeah.
You would think the Germans would have a word for that, because the Germans have a word for everything.
Yeah.
Like what's the
Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. Yeah. A lot of Schadenfreude going on with Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
And he was German.
Yeah. See, my wife, when she opens up the new peanut
butter. What's Schadenfreude mean for people that don't know German?
That you take delight in the pain or displeasure of others.
Yeah.
He's the wrong political guy did his entire life.
Yeah.
He's the wrong political guy I want to die, though.
And I don't find it an endearing quality.
But I'm fine with him dying.
When things like Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, I have a little bit of that.
Yeah. But,
you will be when he comes back again, because now he's against sunscreen.
Is that true?
Yes. He liked a post. That was it. There was a post by another athlete, some black dude, who's saying he tells his kids never wear sunscreen. He's one of those kind of guys who thinks we all need the sun to live, and the sun's the best, and stay out there. Well, every expert knows you should probably have some sunscreen.
Skin cancer, Aaron.
Skin cancer, blah, blah, blah.
They're
so
only
he
experts.
Liked it. He liked it, and he said something like, you go, boy, or something like that. So, yeah, he's against it. He's against sunscreen, yeah.
He's an idiot.
He's a dick about everything. He's just a dick about everything.
Yeah.
You can't argue sunscreen. I'm guilty of not wearing it as much as I should, but yes, you can't argue sunscreen stops skin cancer. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting any attention these days. So
exactly.
He has to do something like that.
I did love that the quote that Travis Kelce threw out.
He's still
when
bitching
about him.
Yeah. Fauci McAfee once in a while.
Yeah, he said, look, he's injured.
I love this.
Tuesdays are his game day.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to say something to get people to pay attention.
Kelce swiped at
awesome.
It. That was great.
I loved that.
Yeah. He said, his game days are on McAfee. That's what he said. Yeah.
That's all he's got.
All right. Please refrain.
So they're going to debate the vaccine?
From using my name. This is a combination of a couple of topics that have been broached in the last month. Escorts and getting cheated on. I started dating a chick and within a few weeks realized she had it on an OnlyFans page. Slowly learned over
Did
time.
Did she tell him?
She had clients. No, apparently not. Occasionally rationalizing that they were attractive men and she would have sex with them anyway. Why not take their money, too? I did not take offense to her side gig. Mostly hot pictures, videos, solo stuff.
How'd they meet? When he hears his email, how'd they meet?
As I did not get on her page, I couldn't argue with her income, which was between $10,000 to $12,000 a month.
Whoa.
Wow.
Her profession.
So she's banging decent-looking dudes with cash, too, obviously.
Yeah, and the OnlyFans page is probably generating a little money, too.
Oh, that's true.
We then decided to be exclusive. She wasn't doing anything with any clients while we were together. After 3 months of dating, we moved in together. and thought we were in love. Shortly after, she cheated on me with a client. The way she revealed it to me, as you have reiterated time and time again,
$5 is $5.
That's was the
says.
Worst way possible. She did it just to ease her guilt by dumping it on me. She occasionally would send me a sexy video or picture, but this time, while I was work, she sent me a video of some guy porking her on the couch. I like parking.
Yes. We got to bring that one back.
I automatically assumed.
Yeah, women love when you say, let's go pork.
Yeah, that it was a video from the past, texted back. Wow, he's bigger than me. That's pretty sexy. Did you get all that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. She had to spell it out for me. I realized it was in real time, like an hour ago. I got sick, puked, almost wanted to drive off a bridge with a work truck. I'd already moved in with her, so I felt somewhat trapped. And since I'm addicted to relationships and a little codependent, I forgave her and decided to try to work things out. Things have never been the same. We've been off and on for about 2 years now. I've moved out twice. The second time, a couple of months ago, it was toxic, unhealthy. I have not been able to trust her anymore as much as I wanted to. Plus, by now, she has more reason to hate me than I do her because I have been half in, half out of the relationship for about 18 months.
Half in, half out. How much does that cost, by the way, half in, half out with her?
Currently in the phase where I ghost her for half a couple of weeks. Besides maybe texting good morning or good night. Hopefully I can break the cycle and just work on being single for a while because I feel broken and miserable. That is a
Jesus.
Cardi B fart stank.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the, Cardi B fart stank, that's a great email. I don't understand why you dated her to begin with. She's going to bang other guys for money, so she's eventually going to do it again.
You think she might be kind of hot and be pretty good at sex?
She's probably great at both, though.
She's addicted to relationships and a little codependent, and that'll...
Was she a stripper?
I don't have an answer to that.
Was she a stripper? She wasn't going to an office every day if she was making $10,000 a month.
It mentions her profession. I didn't give that out over the air. But she
if you're making $12,000 a month on OnlyFans, why would you have another job?
To make more money?
Yeah, but it's $120,000.
Yeah, but couldn't you just create more content?
Yeah, you have more. It's $120,000 a year, give or take, if she's making $12,000 a month.
$144,000.
Yeah, so $10,000-$12,000 a month. Yeah, that's a lot of money, by the way. So if her other job doesn't pay more than, I don't know, 60, why are you doing it? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have an answer to any of these.
Yeah. I didn't see the email right away. Did you, does her other job pay more than 60?
Doesn't say.
You gave a profession, though. You didn't want to say it.
It might. I think you can make.
But even then, like Nick said, that's 8 hours a day. That's hey, why are you late at work? Why are you doing this? Nobody can't give you vacation. You know,
right?
I can go bag two more dudes.
Yeah,
and make
just
that
bust
cash.
The bean out. Watch the cash roll in.
That's true. Only fans, you know.
Yeah, her other profession.
You really don't even have to leave bed.
I'm guessing you're not porking a guy on a couch.
No.
At her other job.
You're not. Right.
On this same topic, did you see the
bust
email?
Bust the bean out.
We just got an email from Bud Dwyer's Money Shot.
That's another great name.
And it says, say my name. I don't care if the bitch hears, is the subject line.
All right,
so Brett writes in. So I'm a couple days behind. You guys are talking about getting caught cheating, and if it helped your relationship, thought I'd chime in. A couple years ago, my then-fiancé knew I had cheated on girlfriends in the past, decided to set me up to test my loyalty to her.
Ah.
So she sent her 10 of a friend to try to seduce me.
Oh, my God. Don't do that, folks.
What is it you guys say? Your loyalty is only as good as your options. Well, this backfired.
That wasn't our line, but it's a great line. Yeah.
She backfired big time as apparently her friend wanted to take me for a ride herself. Long story short, we did it multiple times, then told my ex, hope that worked out the way you wanted it, bitch. Love you guys. Bud Dwyer's Money Shot.
Oh, so she was like a double agent.
Yeah. It sounds like the friend had already thought about banging this dude, and she went, yeah, sure, I'll go test him six or eight times.
So he did bang her the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He banged. You know, he banged him many times.
And she didn't go back and report right away.
No,
no. She's still working on it.
You can't do that.
Say my name. I don't care if the bitch.
Don't set somebody up like that. Because you be careful what you ask for. You know.
Yeah.
The guy might love you. Might even be into you. And some hot chick randomly hits on him, and really hits on like once that. He might do her, and that doesn't make. I don't think that makes him a bad guy.
And if
really
the friend,
don't.
If the friend was sent in there with right. that intention, right. you know she went at him with everything she had.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if the girls are still friends.
Total entrapment.
Yeah. Oh, I doubt they're still friends.
Like, oh, you know how you wanted me to test your boyfriend? Well, I railed him a bunch of times.
Right.
Fiance, they were engaged. Oh.
Chicks never do that with their friends. You know, hey. Yeah, and the guys never do that. Hey, I don't trust my woman, so I want you to head over there and sleaze on her.
We've been.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
She doesn't like me.
Are you done? Yeah. Are you done?
Like they weren't already.
Yeah. I porked him multiple times.
Yeah. Porking.
Porking.
No, well, you know, is very romantic.
We were discussing,
that is the Merriam-Webster word of the year. Porking.
It should be.
Yeah.
If it's not.
It was something different, but it should be porking.
Yeah,
but it should be porking. Is what you mean?
Yeah.
About
to well, to us, it's okay. The word of the year is porking.
A man is only as faithful as his options. Yes, and you can argue that all you want, but guys are pigs. You can say no. We have the capacity to say no.
Is that a Mike Tyler quote, or did you?
No, I didn't make that up. Else. No, okay. I
know
that
Chris
up.
Rock has it in a special. I don't know.
Yeah,
that.
Chris
that
Rock said it.
That's right.
Way
Chris
too
Rock
profound
did say
for
that.
A Mike Tyler quote.
It's Chris Rock. And obviously it might not be his, but it was Chris Rock who made it pretty famous. You're right in there. And you're lying to yourself. If you can say no, but you're lying to yourself. You don't think that's true. Guys are. Guys are lying to themselves, you know.
You thought about it.
You're right. A lot of guys have thought about it before they said no. A lot of guys don't get that offer, you know.
Nah.
Some gorgeous chick hitting on some schlub at a bar. He's going to buy into it. He doesn't think he's a schlub. He's going to, all right.
Oh, that's old.
Right.
Yeah.
I did smell this shirt before I left the house.
Before Dateline was hell-bent on catching pedophiles, they would do. They would send hot chicks in. Total slubby guy.
Yeah.
Just regular guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's never, ever going to get a shot at a woman like this.
No.
Ever again in his life. And he takes advantage of it.
A guy who's never had a six hit on him.
That's right.
Let alone a 10.
The wife's watching the video. And she's all pissed. Shut up.
Man. Butt up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.